This piece was brought to you by Roberta's, robertaspizza.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Opinion.
I'm Erin Fairbanks, host of The Farm Report, executive director of the Heritage Radio Network, and I'm also part of the sales team at Heritage Foods USA, which is the founder of Heritage Radio Network. And as it turns out, Heritage Foods USA has been in some pretty good company these days. On August 4th, HFUSA received an email from the Condé Nast Media Group inviting them to take part in a video series focused on topics that center around food, food chains, and sustainability. Pretty cool, right? I mean, since the company was started in 2001, it's been focused on celebrating meat, the righteous kind, from healthy animals of sound genetics that have been treated humanely and allowed to pursue their natural instincts. Antibiotics and growth hormones are not part of the system. The environment is respected, and fair labor is practiced. That's a little blurb from their website, heritagefoodsusa.com. So, when a chance came through for the important work that this group is doing to share their message with the audiences of Bon Appetit, GQ, Details, and so on, it was really exciting. What an opportunity. Plus, as the email stated, Maraca of CBS Sunday Morning would be hosting the panel. And he's a pretty cool dude. So what's the problem? Well, as it turns out, the project was being underwritten by Monsanto, the global ag giant best known for its work in pesticide and GMO sales. Now, don't get us wrong. Monsanto is free to support anyone they want. And at Heritage Radio Network, we're all for rigorous discussion around GMOs and GE technology. In fact, our very own Dave Arnold, who hosts Cooking Issues every Tuesday at noon, recently moderated a panel looking at GMOs from a really wide variety of perspectives. Amy Harmon, who's done a number of reports on the industry for the New York Times. Kathleen Enright, who is the executive VP of the Biotech Industrial Ag, were both part of the panel and presented, quite frankly, some pretty compelling cases for the industry. The problem with this email, and I think the big problem, is that nowhere in it was it made clear that this project was being underwritten by an organization that is such a divisive player in the food world. Nowhere did it say, hey, Condé Nast and Monsanto want to offer you this opportunity. It wasn't until we kind of called back to follow up on the opportunity and thankfully, you know, ask a number of the correct questions that we found out kind of the full story. Later we learned that we were in pretty good company. The group at Condé Nast reached out to a number of folks in the food world. Marion Nessel, NYU professor, author of Food Politics, and frequent guest on HRN, was tapped to speak. Anna LaPay, author of Diet for a Hot Planet and longtime critic of the agrochemical industry. James McWilliams, author of Just Food, What the Local Vore Movement Gets Wrong and How We Can Truly Eat Responsible. And Lori Silverbush, producer of A Place at the Table. The list goes on. And apparently Maraca, the celebrity moderator, was never even confirmed. And none of the aforementioned guests said yes to being on the panel. So this list of food iconoclasts saw the pitch for what it was and said no. But I have to say the offer of a speaking fee, especially for a small, cash-strapped organization like Heritage Radio Network, for example, is compelling. And I'm sure there's tons of these offers out there floating around in more ways than we know. And I can't help but wonder, you know, who's going to be the first to sell out and say yes, or to be strapped for cash and lured by the promise of getting to share their message in front of such a wide audience. Or, you know, just you didn't really read the fine print on the email because you get a million emails and you say yes without even realize what you're saying yes to. The lack of transparency from Condé Nast is a huge bummer, and we're really disappointed in them. But we're really proud of our fellow allies in the food world for seeing the offer for what it was and saying no. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Erin Fairbanks. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.